Welcome to Breeder Syndicate, where we explore the history of a clandestine scene through the eyes of the folks who lived it. I'm Matthew, owner of Riot Seeds. I'll occasionally be joined by my co-host Not-So-Dog, breeder and grower from Mendocino. Welcome to the underground.
Can you
We're
hear
me? We're ready to rock. I can hear
We're
you.
We're good? All right. Good. We're good, good,
We're
good.
We're ready to rock. Okay, so we wanted to start out last week, or 2 weeks ago, we ended with part one. We went over the introduction of Smellboat Seeds, kind of how it all started, how Smellboat came to be, what it meant, what the word even meant, and some of the naming conventions of some of your lines. We went over Rainbow. We even touched a little bit on your brother at the end, which I'm sure people were like surprised that we even cover. And then we talked a little bit about what we didn't cover, what we missed, like some of the other things we wanted to talk about. So I wanted to do a part two. Everybody, like, this is one of the episodes I think I've been hit up about most for people wanting us to do a part two. Like, they're like, you got to do them next week. And we already had something planned. So we're diving back into it.
I had a lot of people reach out. I mean, unexpectedly, sort of. You know, I have a lot of friends, like people who I talk to on Instagram and stuff. But there was like strangers that were reaching out to me, and they were like, hey, I listened to your podcast a long time ago, and then, you know, this one, and I want to hear more. Like, you know, could you like go more in detail on this, more in detail on that? When are the fucking seeds being released again? Because I am a stingy bastard when it comes to releasing seeds. We all know this.
Yes.
It's fucking horrifying. It's like, no, my precious.
A year,
like,
2 years, five, close enough.
Fucking I work with them for 4 years before I let anyone touch them.
But it's so much better than flooding the market with just crap that you that you're not proud of or that you're not sure of. You know what I mean? Yeah.
100%, dude. And we were, you guys didn't get to see our intro, but we literally were talking for another 30 minutes. We got to fucking stop. We have to stop. We have to stop because we have to have shit for the show.
So, yeah, it could have been another episode in itself. At least.
Or something, right. You know? Yeah, and it would have just kept flowing. So you want me to talk about what's coming up?
Yeah, let's talk about the seeds that you're going to be releasing in the next week or so. Because I have to go meet up with him to go pick these up. So I don't have them in hand, but we are going to release these in the next week.
The plan was for today. I had a rock monster come out of my penis, and
it hurt. The biggest rock monster.
I'm a fucking kidney stone about hurt me to death. So, and then, so I had an ugly night last night. So when Matt and I talked this morning, he was all, hey, things are going on. And I was all, honestly, I'm glad you're saying it because I'm beat the fuck today. So let's just do this and then we'll meet up this week. And I kind of want to do this release a little different. So there isn't going to be like, here's 15 varieties. So we're the ones that I really, really, really have loved. So, I mean, I shouldn't say that. The ones that they're all fucking good. I'm not even going to mention that. So these are the five. These are the five that are coming out. Yeah. So we're going to start off with the London Pound Cake 75 by the Rainbow Sister.
Okay.
The cool thing about it is that the London Pound Cake terp show up, but not its so weird like structure.
Lemon,
yes,
type
but
thing
not its weird structure of like if you don't nail that plant. Like she will get poofy on you, not larfy per se, but poofy on
like
you.
A, like
you
know? An old hash plant, not as not as dense as like a cookies or OG.
Exactly.
Like old.
So now you add that rainbow to it, you get that terp, but you get the rainbow high profile growth pattern, structure, all that.
And density.
It's been and it's fucking been repetitive. It's
good
been
deal.
Over and over and over. We have found a few that are gassy, like a gassy fruit is the only way I can describe it, like a aerosol-y fruit that gets in your sensors. Yeah. But most of them are like a lemon OG or a berry OG or something around that line.
Did you just say get in your sensors?
Yeah, get up in there, motherfucker, right
get
there.
Get in the sensors, like you're a robot.
Get up right up in here. Get up in there.
We got sensors.
Beep, bop, boop. So that's the fucking first one.
Have you named it yet? Or has your daughter named it yet?
She hasn't. And I don't know.
You're going to have to just do a spinning board of names.
Of names. And that's something that we should discuss because I am the worst at naming plants. My names have always been this plant by this plant is what this plant is called.
I think a lot of people like that.
And yeah, I think we're getting back to that. Like, yeah, people wanted everything to be like fucking cream puff pie with cinnamon strudel and Twinkie Dicks and things like that. But I think
tastes like Twinkie Dicks, and it never tastes like Twinkie Dicks.
It never tastes like a Twinkie Dick. How are you not going to taste like Twinkie Dicks? And call
I've
Twinkie
tasted
Dicks?
So many Twinkie Dicks, and none of them ever taste like Twinkie Dicks.
Just so many fucking Twinkie Dicks. So that one is really fucking good. I am not a huge fan of some of these plants that are popular. Like, I did some Runt's Crosses and stuff as well. I released it to a few friends because they were very much wanting it.
Yeah.
But for me, it was, I don't trust the Runt's plant as much as I did the London Pound Cake 75. Mm-hmm. The London Pound Cake 75 has shown it's a lot like Sunset Sherbet, but I really enjoyed the cut of Sunset Sherbet I got years ago. The first one that I worked with.
I like Sherbet.
Whatever.
Sherbet's pretty good.
Yeah, it has that funk to it. So anyhow, that was number one. The second one is a plant that is Blue Hawaiian by Romulan.
So is that a Jordan of the Islands one?
Dude, I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's gifted. A Jordan of the Islands. Yep. Yeah.
Somebody gifted me this clone, and they were all, hey, you have to try this plant. And I was all, cool. So it sat for a long time, and then I grew it, and it's fucking good. It's fucking good.
What's it like on its own?
So
it's Romulan.
Do you remember, what was the name of that fucking plant? Jesus, it's an old Europe guy. It turned like this weird purple on the inside. I think Black Rose was made from it. God damn it. I still have seeds of it.
Blackberry or Black Russian?
I think it was even like around those times. But anyways, I think I'll go grab the seeds. Sani Seeds made this plant.
Oh, okay. Okay. I remember Sani.
And it actually turns like this weird lilac-y purple off the bat. Like right off the bat.
Yeah.
And, it will come to me in a minute on what the name of the plant is, because I still have some of Sani's original release of the seeds in the freezer. Killing Fields. There you go. Yay. Killing Fields.
Killing Fields. That was his old Jack Harrer hybrid.
Yeah. So it will remind you of Killing Fields, right? Because of the color and stuff. But then it has this like berry flavory smell taste thing going on to it from the Blue Hawaiian. I'm assuming Blue Hawaiian is a blueberry hybrid.
It is. I actually crossed the Blue Bonnet to a Blue Hawaiian this last
time. You probably got a lot of fucking blueberry.
I actually saved you a pack of the London Pound Cake crossed the Blue Bonnet too.
That will be fucking interesting.
Yeah, I didn't make many of them. Like, I just had a small clone, you know, of it growing. But I saved you some.
I think I brought you. Did I bring you that clone? I did.
You did.
I brought you that fucking clone.
I saved it for you.
Okay. So, and then the Romulan part. So, the Romulan part was weird because I kept seeing more of the Blue Hawaiian show in color and stature and everything. And then with the rainbow, you were getting more of a rainbow look and the rainbow thing. It was almost like the rainbow overpowered the Blue Hawaiian Romulan, except for coloring. You will get these rainbow plants with that Killing Fields looking purple, weird purple. When you crack it open,
like it's said, the lilac color.
Yes, purple, like a lilac-y purple look to it. And you want something that will like remind you of like a different time, a different era.
Yeah.
That would be fucking one because
it's
just a trip. When people ask me like, what is rainbow taste like, its terp profile, the thing that I get the most is, it reminds me of the first time I smoked good weed.
Yeah.
Like it reminds me of that time, like when, you know, Green Bud or Kind Buds or whatever it was, it reminds me of that time. And no one can really like give me like an explanation other than it reminds me of that. You get like that menthol minty, like doughy, you know, that soury dough type thing.
So, that Rainbow Sister, like I said, that was Bryn's favorite, and it was one of my favorites too. But it was more a chocolatey version of that, which is super cool. You know,
it has like a cocoa-y
stuff. Yeah,
they do. And most of the shit that you see that promises chocolate doesn't provide chocolate.
No, a lot of the stuff that people promise chocolate with turns out like earthy, and it's not chocolate. It's not sweet milk chocolate. It's just earthy, and you can vaguely hope for some chocolate.
Hope for
over there. Yeah.
I used to have a Bubba cross. I don't even know what it was crossed with. Once again, gifted plants, man. You remember at one time, late 90s, early 2000s, when you started getting in with these tight friends and stuff like that, and people would gift you things. There was a Bubba cross that I had that was like espresso, like straight up. Like drinking a cup of fucking espresso. God, I wish I still had it. She didn't yield for fucking shit. It was like the world's smallest plant. But the flower, like that coffee, like literally you open the bag and the house smelled like fucking a bag of coffee beans.
Yeah.
So that one was cool.
We had a clock S1 called Smart Alex that was like that. That was, you open it and it just smelled like opening a can of Folgers, like sticking your nose in it. I mean,
exactly.
It's just like, how does this even exist? You know?
How does this terpene exist in cannabis?
You know? So, super weird.
So that was two. The third one was Rainbow Sister. We talked about that one already, the S1 version. The San Diego OG, which I have went over in detail with people. I still going to get Matt a cut and some flowers of it so he can kind of see where I think it's either related to or from the same time, and just one of the cuts went one way and one of the cuts with triangle. I think they're all around that same area, the same time frame, the same thing. I personally, growing a triangle plant and a San Diego plant beside each other, I smoke the San Diego every time. It does have a different profile, like a smell profile, but that could still be from like a drift. You can still get drift in your smells and your growth patterns and stuff, especially if one plant was beat up for decades, you know?
Recut,
beat up. So there is a, there could be that drift, or they could be seeds from the same parents where they both came from or something. They're definitely fucking related. 100%. Their structure, everything looks the same. It's just a little that San Diego has more of this putridness, like,
that's always good.
Fucking nastiness.
People like the nasty.
Dude, and that plant.
Like the nasty.
That, like, that one will fuck you up. Like, that one gives you that, like, old school, like locked in, like, I don't want to move a lot. I'm going to sit here and fish or play video games or I'm just going to sit here and fucking drool on myself.
Talk about my life. That's just my life. That's where I exist natural.
It's my every fucking day. So, all right. So that was four now. So, right, we did. Okay. And then there
I think it was four. I don't know.
That was four. And then the, Grape Pie. Grape Pie for me, by itself, it's interesting. It's pretty.
I love the cut. It's beautiful. It's super fucking easy to grow.
It makes
everyone look like a rock star when you grow it. The funny thing about that cut was it was from Canarado. I can't remember. I think it was Harry Palms who selected it. It was like a one out of one seed selection, just one pop, and it just turned out phenomenal.
I think they were saying something about that, like perfect. Three or four seeds, and then like
was
one
it,
of
yeah,
them
it was
grew,
some,
and
something ridiculous. Something. Yeah,
I remember we talked with Canarado at one of the shows, and he was talking about it, and it was like before it hit this market. I think
he had given me the cut really early on.
He was showing me pictures on his phone, and I was going over some of the pictures of the rainbow, and we were both just comparing some notes. That was one of the nicer dudes.
Really nice. Always so cool. You know, I think a lot of people have a lot of impressions of him because he released a lot of fem lines, fems cross the fems to stuff. So they just assume that's all he does. But like, I have loads of regular seeds and like,
of course,
old lines that he's reproduced and stuff. So he does some cool stuff. Just not a lot of people are privy to it.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people too, like, see, like when you do fem lines and you do the reversing and stuff like that, I don't think if people seen what our DMs look like, they would understand why we release so many. I haven't really released fems. This is going to be one of my first. I've made them to like, you know, hold down genetics.
Yeah.
But my DMs are, when will you release fems? When will you make fems? Then are you going to do a fem seed? There's so many people who don't keep moms, who don't make clones.
They don't keep moms. They don't want to waste space on males.
Space. That's the one fucking thing we get all the time. And I hear you. I understand, man. I get it. You know, not all of us have 120 fucking lights. You know, like I have a lot of lights. So for me, I have fucking mom rooms that are size of most of the people's flower rooms. So it's for me, like I kind of forget that, you know, like I remember those days, like in the early 90s or mid, I shouldn't say early, mid to late 90s. And I had this tiny little fucking closet in a bedroom, you know, with a light I stole off of the fucking street light, you know, because it had a ballast.
Into the 2000s, man. Still using old magnetic ballasts and shit. Dude, yeah.
No, I had the tweakers steal the fucking actual street lights.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's how my dad used to run it. Yeah.
Yep.
The metal halides off the street lights.
And then I would flower under those. And then I got my first magnetic ballasts. And I remember they were like just pieces of shit, but they didn't ever stop running.
No,
but that was part of the problem. I still have some of them that are like 30 fucking years old. And you could still plug them in. The problem is, though, they never stop running. So even if they get sprayed with water, they never stop running. Yeah. If your room floods, they never stop
running. No, they never stop running. So, they sure don't.
Yeah, you're going to electrocute shit out of yourself. So I think that was the five that we were talking about.
Yeah.
I think that was the five. I was considering doing the wedding cake rainbow cyst or the GMO rainbow cyst. The GMO rainbow cyst, I don't think I don't know if people will grow it to its ultimate potential. You want to take her 75, 80 days, and a lot of people aren't wanting to do that.
Yeah.
So if I release it and people are like, hey, look, it, you know,
this grows like poo butt, bro. Yeah.
Dude, what's crazy is she'll look done at 63. Yeah, she'll look done at 63, but then she'll hit a second growth at 67. And then by 78, she is just the nastiest garlic BO thingy. So they will eventually get released, but it will be a short release and it will be like, hey, understand what you're getting.
Yeah.
Understand what you're getting with this cross. Like, you're not getting a 63 day here.
Yeah.
Like you're going to add two more weeks to that.
People are going to pull it there anyway. So it don't matter what
they will. They will. And then they'll wash it and it'll wash beautifully. Yeah. And people will
dip it in the hydrogen peroxide. And dips
I got to get all the fucking, get all my fucking bugs off of it.
Yeah. Speaking of bugs.
Yeah. Hello.
Speaking of bugs, let's segue into our next little topic. So all those seeds are going to be available riotseeds.com next week. Yep. Well, I'll make a post on Patreon and Instagram and all that. And so people will know when they're available.
Yep. Also, everything is, before we go, everything is packed for our seed winners last week.
Okay.
Everything is literally packed sitting over in the little area.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go get everything out. So when you guys watch the show tonight, your motherfucking seeds are going to be flying away to you.
There you go.
I think I have four or five packages heading out to good friends.
Be patient.
Yeah, good friends. No, they just slide into the fucking DMs when they want shit.
The OnlyFans pics. That's what I do.
I need them dicks right there, boy.
The Twinkie dicks.
I need them Twinkie dick pics.
You know, it's funny. You're talking about your feet cramping, and I literally have my feet stuck in a foot massager right now, like a foot massage.
Dude, I'm so fucking dehydrated. The back of my thighs and my feet are just like keep cramping up, and I'm all goddamn. So you're gonna see me itching around today.
I need a banana. Yeah.
Oh, for a lot of people who don't know, I've had my colon removed years ago. So
I did a number on him. It was
bad. It was. It shouldn't have been in there.
So we had to remove some.
It was bad. So I get dehydrated really fucking easy. So and I have been a little ill lately. So I'm a little puffy, a little dehydrated. So I'm super fucking crampy right now. Like I'm having my menstruation.
Yes, menstruation. All
cramped up from my menstruation. Jesus Christ, I menstruated out of my penis from kidney stone.
Yeah. Oh, yes. He also has kidney stones. He has some good kidney stone stories too about airplanes. Ooh. Maybe did we tell that story ever before?
I don't think so, but we should. We should tell you two things to not do with kidney stones. One, fly. Two, sit down to pee.
So. He's also a sit sprinkler. I think that's what they call it. Sit sprinkler.
You're all like, oh my God, I'm going to pass out. I'm going to have to sit down to pee. But when you sit down to pee, it kind of kinks your shit. And that kidney stone gets in there and it's all like,
and like,
feels like the tip of your dick gets blown off.
Well, it did.
Yeah, and then when they pressurize the plane,
and that
kidney stone drops out into the ureter, and all of a sudden that fucking plane pressurizes and it sucks everything up.
Oh my Lord, I can't.
And you took
a
bunch of Valium before you fly, and then you're passing out because you were working at the place where we're going to go with this story for in like 120 degree hot houses, and you're pouring sweat and you're super dehydrated. And all of a sudden the stone hits you. And before it hits you though, you're all like, hey, I got a 6 hour flight. I haven't slept in like 3 days. I'm going to take these muscle relaxers and I'm going to go to sleep on this plane. And it doesn't work that way.
That's not
and
how you just, works?
I did kept
it make
jumping
you more relaxed
up,
and it just
hitting my head
way out.
Yeah. Yeah. It didn't do any of that. I just kept jumping and hitting my head and then throwing up and then going crazy eyes and then get back
out. I bet
out.
You were a treat to be next to on an airplane. Dude, oh my God.
I had taken friends with me. So we had like the row.
Yeah.
So it was my row. And then my friends were beside us. So, and then the guy behind me was the nicest gentleman ever. He just kept offering me drugs.
Oh, I wish I had gentlemen like this on airplanes.
On their fucking, he was all, hey, dude. And I was so out of it. He was all, hey, I have nausea medicine. I have pain medicine. I'm all like, we're probably going to have to be best friends.
Nice to meet you. Can I get your number?
Yeah. Let's just text. We'll text and be side boyfriends. So, but Maui is the best place ever if you are in pain. Because
they
will take fucking care of you. I walked into a clinic and they didn't accept my insurance, but the lady doctor was all like, there was all ladies in here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was, I don't care. Send them back anyways. We just won't charge his insurance. Instantly morphine into the arm.
Oh,
they called an ambulance because my blood pressure was out of sorts because I have AFib and shit too.
Yeah,
so lots of stuff going on. So they called an ambulance. The ambulance comes and picks me up. The ambulance driver was all, oh, buddy, morphine. So they drive me. This is a tiny island. It has one little hospital. Mm-hmm. We get to the hospital. He's like, hey, it might take a few minutes for them to see you. Morphine. I go inside the hospital. The doctor comes in. He's all, it looks like a pretty big kidney stone. Morphine. And then he's all, hey, we're going to discharge you. Morphine.
Here's one for your way out.
Fucking morphine. I was all, you know, in California, they'd give you a Tylenol. In Hawaii or in Maui, they were all like, hey, this guy looks like he's dying over there. Let's give him something to help. And then they gave me Flomax. And I had that kidney stone for 7 of the 10 days before I finally passed it. And it was like a big black rock. But the whole reason that was it, though, was where I was fiddling. The a couple of days before we left was a giant grow. Like it's a really, really big legal California legal grow, everything like that.
Yeah.
And
I remember we talked a few days before you went out there. Like we knew that there's like this potential to go out there. You're like, I think I'm going to go.
Yeah. And I talked to you on my way home and I was telling you like, hey, I'm going to be leaving. Let's meet up and I can get you this and this and this. And so while I was there, the cookie fellas show up like this van.
Yeah.
Literally with their fucking.
What did, their, did it have windows? Did it have writing on the side? Free
it
candy,
was a cookies van. Like it was a, they put that fucking logo on everything. Like
I bet they do. Yeah.
They would put it on somebody's forehead. Well, honestly, I guarantee there's thousands of people that have that tattoo.
Like somewhere. Instead of a tear, just a C.
A C. Yeah. They see the, they got their Edgar haircut and their cookie shirt.
Edgar. Yeah.
So anyways, I get there and I'm working and I brought PD with me, of course, because PD has to go.
Because PD rocks.
Yeah. So he is my little fucking worker bee. So we're busting ass, man. And we're in there from literally 8 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. And the hot houses are like 110, 115 degrees. I was so sweaty that like my clothes were soaked, like I had been swimming, like everything. Yeah. And I wasn't smart enough to bring extra clothes. So our whole drive home, I just didn't have shirt on. Like I was a tough guy. Like I was a real sex pot from a 4 hour drive with no shirt. I thought that part was hilarious. But anyways, the cookie guys show up.
Yeah.
And they're bringing all these clones to be flowered at this facility. sure. they were going, it's white labeling. I mean, you know, say they grow it or whatever. I think what they do is have clean rooms. They grow a couple pounds in the clean room, have those pounds tested, and then slide in, hey, we have 300 pounds of that.
Yeah.
And then they slide in the greenhouse and the stuff in on that license or whatever. Yeah. On that number, California doesn't know. They're stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
So I go in and I want to see all these new ones because they have like what's Mechanar plant names. And
I remember this is when Cheetah Piss, all those came out.
All the runts.
They were released. No one had been
this
talking about
this. Literally, the white runts, pink runts, all these runts plants were there. And I had never even seen runts. So we had only like barely heard of it. The different, they has multiple different pound cakes, gelatos and sherbets and everything. So I was looking at them and these clones were like an inch and a half tall tops. Like they were like these tiny, tiny clones. They didn't have roots. Most of them, like you'd pull them out and look, it was like, it was literally like they had been trying to root for 3 days.
And we're like, enough.
Yeah. I did find a few with roots that I ended up, procuring. To the facilities, but it was a scary situation because these plants were covered in PM, covered in spider mites, and when I mean fucking covered, I mean like literally. I've never seen like baby clones with PM because if you have PM on the mom plant, you're taking a clone, you just fucking dip it.
Yeah,
in
it's weird. Right? Yeah.
And so to see like these tiny infantile cuts, that means they literally were taking them off of PM covered moms, not caring, just fucking plugging and going and then delivering them to somebody else to let it be their problem. Just grow it out for us. And we're going to put it in a bag anyways. You know?
Well, so, you know what I think they're probably doing is some of their moms are probably in a have PM on them, but dormant, like they think it's gone. But once they stick it in those domes, it's like
it's done. Yeah, it's you're done. Probably right. And that little spores just pop.
Yeah,
they start going.
Yeah,
but they were. It was like I remember even texting you, and I was all like, "Hey, so I have the white runts and the pink runts and LPC 75, and but dude, they're like scary." Like, and the rest of this facility's plants were absolutely fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Huge moms, gorgeous, super healthy moms, all sun grown with supplemental DEs on these like football field size glass houses. Gorgeous, beautiful setup. And hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of different plants. And the fella, I don't want to say his name, and I'm not going to say his name, but him and I have talked for years. And, he's done clones for fucking, you know, for his whole career. It's been clones.
Yeah, yeah.
And he was telling me, like, I have spent the better part of 10 years, like, just harassing, asking, collecting clones.
Yeah.
Moms. And then he had, what was funny is I got there, he had a whole little, like, section, like, this little table section dedicated to, I want to say it was the Mendo by Rainbow and the Skittles by Rainbow because the guys had did so well outdoors in Santa Cruz with those two plants that he was all like, so we've been moving the shit out of these ones. And I was all, hey, those are mine. I made those. That's fucking cool. You know, like, and then partially like some of the stuff I make is here in California in shit weather. People, I don't think people know what our weather's like here sometimes.
No, I think they think it's all just like rainy, or not rainy, sunny, perfect. Like,
yeah. No, we had 116. I slaughtered a pig this year when it was 116.
Yeah, it was bad like, this year.
Yeah, it was dead ass growing season. Also, the outdoor around this part with there not being rain anymore is so nasty.
Yeah.
It's just covered in dirt, dust, debris, there's been so many pesticides shot in our area since the 30s and 40s for all the things because we're like the agricultural fucking capital. That dust isn't just normal dust.
No.
It's like, it's death dust. It's bad. And
Valley fever dust, man.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I went up there and I just happened to be there the day. The guys were nice enough and everything like that. You could tell they were all like, oh, you're going to steal our plants. And I was like, me? Never.
Never. Got him.
I'm going.
I got those.
So I, that was what was funny too, man. Like, that was before the whole Runch Your Life Up thing was a thing. Like, they hadn't started hyping it yet.
Yeah.
They hadn't started hyping it yet. And one of them was nice. One of them turned nice and black, but it looked just like gelato. Like, it was literally a spitting image of gelato.
That's Runts. That's the Runts clone. Yeah. It's just gelato 33.
Yeah. And then there was the white Runts and the pink Runts. And the white Runts was all right. They tried to say it was the white with the Runts crossed together or something like that.
Seriously about it.
Yeah. And then, yeah, that was me too. Like, I don't think you guys bred anything with the white. I think it was just another bag seed that you found that looked decent. You're like, what's a cool white strain? Let's say the white. And then, then there was the pink Runts. But at that time, they had multiple fucking Runts.
Yeah.
Strains like they did. Now, I don't know if they still do, but they had the, all their gelatos, the Sunset Sherberts. I don't know what Mechanar is, but they had one. I remember being robot name. And then all kinds of Cheetah Pisses. All kinds of Cheetah Pisses names. Yeah. Just Cheetah Piss, this Cheetah Piss, that Cheetah Piss, this. And it was funny because I remember you were talking about Cat Piss and in a lot of your podcasts leading up to seeing this. And a lot of people had started to go like, oh, man, I remember the old pissy strains, you know. Mm-hmm. And this was years back, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or whatever, when we were reminiscing about the piss strains. Mm-hmm. And just so happens that they have clones that is now Cat Piss and Gelato. And you're all like,
but Cheetah Piss.
Yeah, but Cheetah, because they're much faster than it.
Right. Yeah. Has anybody, have you smelled, if they didn't even smell like cat piss at all?
I have the cut that's going to flower right now. I've held that cut for this fucking long. And I'm finally flowering.
Probably took this long to get clean.
Dude. Oh my God. So yeah, it's ran through its testing. It's clean.
Yeah.
It's but I finally did. I'm doing a Cheetah Piss clone now that I'm going to flower out. I let a friend flower it before I flowered.
did he say it was pissy at all?
It wasn't pissy at all. It was,
I didn't figure it would be.
It was, but it also wasn't like, it was like a small tent grow and things like that.
Yeah.
But the plant was really pretty. Like, it was really pretty. But so is gelato and so is sherbet. Like, these are real pretty plants.
So, I'd love for some of their names to match up with what's going on, you know?
What like, it is.
Yeah. It would help.
There's no way it has cat piss in it. I just don't believe it.
I don't think it
looks just like every other fucking cookie plant I've seen. Like the exact same structure, everything like that. You know, the long spears, the chunky little buds, you know.
I genuinely think that they just take gelato bag seeds just
of
the herms and just like and pop
that's
it.
All
and they're like, ha, Cheetah Piss, let's name this after Griselda Blanco. Ha. I've never met the woman or anything, but I'm going to name it after her. Okay.
That's exactly what the fuck it is. That's exactly what it is. You know it is. Like, because everything, all their stuff has little herms on them. All of them have little bag seeds on them. You find them, you grow them. Some of them are home runs. Some of them are not. Do you find the new home run? You're all, hey, it looks like gelato, but it has a slight variation. Let's just say that we crossed it with something.
Making a home run just means making it successful on IG. That's literally what the meaning of a home run is anymore.
That's all it is. Yeah. That's all it is. Nobody's
smoking it. Doesn't matter. Nope.
Doesn't matter. It's what gets hyped up on social media, what people talk about on social media, and that's it. Like, I couldn't imagine. Now they have they have some other cookies and milk fucking stuff, and they have so much stuff, but it looks all the same. But I got to see like their mothership, if you will, what comes from the mothership. And it was rough, man. Like, I feel bad for the people who actually go and pay that money to buy that stuff because there's no way those plants are clean without using something before it gets to you.
Yeah,
and they're not testing the dirty plants. They're not testing the dirt. They're testing clean plants and then saying that they have lots of pounds of those clean plants. But in reality, they're just sliding in because they're not testing every bag that's brought to the market. No, they're not testing it. You're bringing in an eighth or a few grams. having it tested and then telling the state, I have 200 pounds of this.
Yeah.
State's like, okay, we want taxes on it. And you're all like, yeah, 180 of those pounds came from a greenhouse, but no one knows that. It's all going into these fancy jars and bags anyway. So,
and people like, if you remember when cookies first started getting real big and they started getting the Mylar bags, do you remember people on IG like opening up those Mylar bags on video and like just showing all the mold and people going to the cookie stores, and in the store window, you'd see their little clones that they'd put out there as display, and they would just be filled with bugs and fucking PM and in the store window. Like in they the had no window. Clue that they were displaying this bad as shit because they were just so inexperienced. Yeah.
Two things that reminds me of, not to talk bad about anybody, but High Times did an article on Swerve.
Oh, yes. Yes.
They went into his grow room.
You can still find plants, this on THC Farmer, too.
They were covered in fucking spider mites and shit.
Covered.
And they were taking these close-ups where they were all like smelling the buds and stuff. And I saw, how the fuck is this a centerfold?
Yeah. And
High Times.
Nobody in High Times caught it. No. Swerve didn't catch it. No. None of them caught it.
But it was like, it wasn't something that you like catch as a mistake. Goddamn, you could see it every fucking where. They were everywhere. Big top tents in there. You know,
they weren't even that like, I remember the pictures not even being that like detailed. And you could still see the PM and spider mites. And spider mites. Yeah, it was bad.
And it was a different time, a different era, a bygone era. But geez, but
we always knew what spider mites looked like on leaves if you were a grower, especially from California.
That was spider mites and caterpillar damage. Like for outdoor growers, it's like you know what to do. You know what you're going to be dealing with. But I remember that article and looking at those plants, and I was all, this is real life. Like, this is like, who works there? Have you guys ever seen cannabis? Like, does this look normal to you? And then, so there was that one. And God, I had another one that was the second one that I wanted to bring up, and now I can't remember what. Oh, the, when they were asking Burner at beginning what was cookies, and he was all, oh, it's F1. Like F1 was a fighter jet that was strain.
Horrible.
Yeah. And that should have told people right then that it was just some sort of bag seed stuff that they had got from the Bay at the time.
Yeah.
There was so much purple weed in the Bay at the time, whether it was Granddaddy or Urkel or the fucking SR71. And I've seen so many mutants in Urkel crossing and deep Urkel lines where it looks like OGKB and OGKB looks like Urkel because they both have the slow trait and they can get the weird leaf patterns. Mm-hmm. And then, so I could imagine there was a herm with, maybe there was a herm with an OG or a herm with an Urkel, and they got a bag of Urkel and they're all like, hey, let's start growing. And the OG hermed in a grow room and threw some pollen on an Urkel. And now you have this plant that looks, could be cookies. I don't, the story could be different, but I could imagine that these were the things, and they found a, you know, a couple of pounds or ounces or whatever that had a few seeds in them, and they decided to become growers, and that's their F1. Their F1 was the first generation bag seeds.
Yeah, F1. Like, they weren't sure if F1 was across to Derb or if F1 was part of Derb.
Yeah,
it was about a Formula One sports car.
Yeah, I know, for
airplane.
Real.
Like,
there's no, that's such a weird plant to pick.
Yeah,
the Derb.
Like, it was an odd plant to pick
because I've never ever seen anything come out of any cookie cross that resembles Derb at all ever in history.
I think they pulled the name out of the sky.
That's what it was.
Popular strain. And like, they didn't know they were attaching like a South African sativa
like, to this plant.
Yeah.
That would 100% show up.
Yeah.
It was because I think they were, I can't remember exactly, but I want to say it was like Granddaddy or Cherry Pie with a Florida OG and Durban Poison. Something along that mixture.
Yeah, like Cherry Pie was supposed to be one hybrid, and then Cookies was supposed to be another hybrid.
Yeah,
and, I remember. And one had GDP and one didn't, if I remember correctly. Yeah. So, or one had Durban and one didn't, something stupid.
Yeah, and then I remember cherry pie before the cookie fiasco, yeah. Like the cookie stuff happened. I remember having cherry pie and I got it from friends at Dark Heart. And guess where we're going now?
Yeah.
The Dark Heart story.
The Dark Heart Road. The dark, dark road of Dark Heart Nurseries.
Nursery. Oh, God. So, yeah. So I remember I had friends that were the growers, if you will. They had a fancy name for them. You know, like how you have baristas that make coffee, but they're like, you're making a coffee. Like when I worked at the coffee shop, we weren't labeled a barista. I just,
you're coffee dude. Makers.
Yeah. Coffee. And fucking would make you a sandwich and shit too. Yeah. If you needed it. I wasn't an artist. I wasn't a fucking artist? Sandwich artist. Yeah.
You should have been.
Yeah. I should have been. I fucking should have been. I could have drew on it with my
sandwich Dick artistry. Twinkie. Dick Twinkie.
God damn. You want a Dick Twinkie with cheese, baby girl?
With cheese? Con queso.
So, all right. So, Dark Heart Nursery.
Yes.
The cherry pie, though, I do want to get a little bit into that.
Okay.
So, before cookies came, like, to prevalence, mm-hmm. there was cherry pie.
Yeah.
It was around. And then Berner's name got attached to it.
Yes.
Somehow. But it wasn't like cookies cherry pie. This plant was just called fucking cherry pie. Like that's what it was called. And it was a nice plant. It really was. It had like a menthol thing going on with like a berry thing going on, turned purple, had a nice look to it. But that's it. So the cherry pie was around. Dark Heart had it. And then Dark Heart never, and then they had another one they called the Three Kings. I don't know if people remember that.
I think it was like a sour OG Bubba or something like that.
Yeah, another one that they tried to say ended up coming from later known as the Cookie Family. Oh, so Cherry Pie and the Three Kings were supposedly those guys' like first rendezvous with the cloning.
Yeah.
But that was before they were, you know, this and that. Yeah, I guess they were well known in the Bay at the time already. Because the rap scene and things like that and but they weren't well known in the cannabis scene.
Yeah.
So, and I had both of those. The Three Kings was, I would still grow cherry pie. I would definitely.
Did this pop up, by the way?
Yeah.
The
what is
so yeah, these are Lumpy's old pictures of cherry pie. They're only some of my favorite pictures, the earliest ones that I saw, so people can get an idea of the plant we're talking about.
Earlier. Of what we're talking about. And that's her,
this is really, from Lump Status.
Yeah. Pictures. Lump Status. Yeah. And that's, cherry pie, like that is cherry pie. And the fun part about cherry pie is it did have this menthol berry cherry thing on the finishing touch of it. I don't know, but that was like that whole pastry name, right?
Yeah,
like that kind of started like, well, we had cherry pie, why don't we name this Girl Scout cookies, you know?
Or, that started the pastry craze for those knuckleheads. Yep,
yeah. So, Dark Heart Nursery, Dark Heart, for the people who aren't from the area, they were putting clones at all of our medical dispensaries, Harborside, after Blue Sky Cafe
is our 71.
Yeah, after Blue Sky was like the place. There was a place there, and there was a place in Santa Cruz that had the Harborside Blue Dot shit like that.
Oh, Harborside too. What was the Blue Dot one?
Do you remember the Santa Cruz place, right? They had Blue Dot.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. Not Progressive. That was down south. It was
But they had these two shops, and like literally at Blue Sky and the one in Santa Cruz.
Berkeley Patient? No, that's a different one. That's Berkeley.
Berkeley's Patient was another one, though, that you would. And these places would get like a few thousand clones. That was it. And there would already be, if you were late, there would be lines. I remember going at like 11 o'clock at night, staying in a parking lot. With a buddy because there was a plant I wanted, you know, and it never was. It was hard finding fucking clones back then.
Yeah.
It was hard finding clones, man.
Sourcing like, real legit from stuff. Someone you knew that like knew their shit. Yeah. It was impossible. Yeah. It was super hard. So
that's where I sourced like a sour grapes cup from. And that's where I got Grape Stomper from, which that's where. Blue Sky. That's where the SCDC cut was being sold out.
Yeah, the strawberry cough deep chunk that ended up being half gooey deep chunk.
Yeah, and the AK-47, the White Widow, the Urkel, the SR-71, that Blue Sky was responsible for a lot of stuff. But it was really hard to get fucking clones there. And plus, they'd only let you buy like five at a time or some weirdo shit.
Yeah, there was a limit.
So more people could get them. So anyways, after those places got like fucked, like those places got ran out, they shut them down. The city was constantly after them. Harborside really took off.
Oh, like, Harborside blew up. Steve D'Angelo,
I think he was learning how to pad pockets before other people were.
Yeah.
Like, I think Steve was learning how to, like, juggle certain things.
Corporate people's balls in their mouth.
Yes, exactly.
Super like, good at that.
Yeah, it's fucking cleaning them like golf balls.
Yeah. I got them one by one.
Okay. And he was getting these places shut down, but he was able to stay open, and that's what brought Harborside to, like, mega thing. And I now
hear that, and their TV show and all that bullshit that happened.
Yes. God, that's...
Have you seen lately that he's been, like, railing against Prop 64, even though he's like one of the people that pushed it through?
Well, because he got
ran out. Because he realized, I'm not fucking rich enough to compete with the rich people that I put in power. Oh,
that's all it is. Like, I'm a millionaire. They're billionaires. They just told me to fuck off. Oh, my God. And the 64... I was telling everyone, please vote no on 64. It's going to ruin everything.
Everything for everyone.
You're not going to get cheaper cannabis. You're going
to
get
worse cannabis
at a higher price. They're going to crack us down. I mean, they were just using the National Guard last year to eradicate outdoor cannabis growths in California in a legal state. I thought we were a legal state, but they were eradicating them. And they weren't going after the cartel grows.
No. They were using it to go after mom and pops.
Yes.
They were going, families.
Dude, you know how many times I've had to deal with fucking code enforcement? Holy shit. Just finally, the sergeant in of the police department, won't say the city, he finally said, I'm taking your name off the list so they stop harassing you. And I was all, thanks, man.
Yeah.
Like, after years. So.
Thanks, Piggy.
Anyhow. So, Dark Heart Nursery sort of started coming along with Harborside. So Dark Heart was filling Harborside's shelves with clones. And at one time, they were very short. Like, they had 10 strains. They had Blackberry. They had the Cherry Pie, the Three Kings, you know, and a White Widow. They had this one called Chocolate Hashberry. That was the Purple Caper things. And that's kind of how I got offered some stuff from Dark Heart, because they were looking for breeders at the time.
Yeah.
And for house projects.
I remember
basically wanting me to be an employee, and anything I made was theirs.
Yeah.
So I would just work on their time in essence, but for my grow.
Yeah.
And give them all my best stuff.
Yeah. Sounds like a plan.
So, yeah. Not like a per cut sale percentage or
That sounds like how the Dutch used to do it. Yeah. You can make us fem seeds. Just send us the seeds. We'll send you some money later.
Yeah. We'll send you money later. Seriously. Hey,
let me get to you.
So Dark Heart had a monopoly on clones, like legit. Yeah. And there was little guys who were still trying to compete, and they were doing fine, but they had to find specific things that Dark Heart didn't monopolize.
Yeah. Because
Dark Heart would have these 10-inch fucking beast clones with these huge stems. You could tell that the plant had been blasted with God knows what to explode with growth. And
Super thrive, nonstop.
just fuck. You're all like super steroids nonstop, super fucking carcinogens.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, you guys are just whatever. It's not getting tested.
Hydrogen peroxide, dip it, it'll be fine.
It's going to the home grower. It's not going to get fucking tested. Who cares what's in there?
Yeah, good point.
Who cares that I shot the shit out of it with the dirtiest of dirt? So, anyhow, my friends who all have worked for Dark Heart quit in the past 5-6 years. Yeah. So, let's get to this point. Stardog. Dark Heart had a cut of Stardog. A friend of mine went and bought 1,000 Stardog cuts. I think he actually did buy 1,000. It was 500 per grow. Okay. And he calls me about day 40 or so. And he's like, hey, can you come and look at my plants? He was all, something's wrong. So I go over and I look, and it would be like pretty plant. Plant that looks like pretty plant without resin. Without structure, like without density, just puffballs. Pretty plant, puffball, no resin. Pretty plant, puffball, no resin. Puffball No Resin Plants also started throwing out little banana herbs, like just little little pollen bags. The other ones didn't. Now, you could tell that they were the same plant. It wasn't mislabeled. These were the same plant, but they weren't off of the same mom, clearly. Yeah. The healthy plants probably came from one mom, and puffball plants came from another mom. So
you know what I've been learning from the HPLV, whatever the fuck it's called, is that some moms, like, you can take clones from the top part, and it won't be as, like, it won't have as high of a viroid count.
Yep.
And then you take it from the bottom. So you can take them from the same exact plant and have different
virus load.
Yeah,
you can have different viral loads. And we actually seen that with 1,000 plants. Mm-hmm. We actually could see this. Now, mind you, this was way before this was a thing. This was way before anyone had spoke. We called it dudding.
Yeah.
We called it fucking dudding. You had full duds, half duds.
Yeah.
That plant looks pretty fucking good. And
that's
then,
kind of dudded, a little dudded.
How is that? And you start thinking, like, okay, these plants are all getting the same thing. These plants would be on the same fucking table. Literally the same table, flood the drain. That's how they grew. And everybody had, I was pulling plants up to check root systems, big, white, healthy root systems, healthy plants, leaves were healthy. pH is right. Everything seems right. Fucking plants wrecked. And I couldn't figure it out. So I start contacting Dark Heart and tell them about it. I was like, hey, we're seeing a lot of dudding plants, like, from the Star Dog. They ended up pulling Star Dog from the menu. Mm-hmm. They did. But they never wanted to admit to me
that of course not.
These plants were dudding.
Yeah.
So they sold millions of clones, like millions of clones. Like,
yeah.
People were buying thousands at a time, and tens of thousands of people were buying these.
Yeah.
So how did HPLV explode? Well, Dark Heart Nursery. Yeah. So everybody who has a hip new strain, Dark Heart started pulling in every fucking hip new strain. When Glue hit the scene, Dark Heart had it. Blue Dream hit the scene, Dark Heart had it. When fucking Cookies hit the scene, Sherbert hit the scene. Anything that hit the scene that was popular, they were getting rid of the old stuff, like Blackberry, Rom. Mm-hmm. They had fucking a legit Romulan cut.
Yeah.
They had a legit Romulan cut that they got rid of. They got rid of it for
It's not cookies. If it's not in demand, of course you're gonna take cookies.
And holy money. Shit, that Rom, dude, for real. But the shallow thinking process of these companies, you're like, okay, so Blue Dream was one of the most popular plants explode onto the scene that I had actually seen, right?
Yeah.
Every outdoor grower grew it. The problem was, is that not everybody had the real Blue Dream cut. People were getting S
seeds.
They were doing
seed pops.
Yes, things like that. And then Blue Dream, people are all, oh, it's not that good. And I'm all bull fucking shit. I still pull out my Blue Dream cut every now and then and just fuck people over. They're all, that, I don't know what that is. And I was like, it's fucking Blue Dream. You guys just got shitty Blue Dream. The same thing happened with Gorilla Glue. The exact same fucking thing. The glue cut that came from, I almost said his real name. What Josie did he go Wales? By? Josie, thank you.
Yeah, Josie and Lone Waddy.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, brothers.
Yeah, Josie sent me glue. And it's funny how far back Josie and I actually go. And it was before his screen picture, his little avatar on the site was of Josie Wales, but his name wasn't.
Yeah.
And then his name became his avatar and things like that. Anyways, long the fuck.
Yeah.
Side point. He's so nice to me. Like, he was just a really, really
Josie cool was a person. Sweetheart. Lone Waddy, I didn't really know Lone, but Josie was real sweet. I know CSI had a project going with him at the end. I had a project going with him at the end, and he was always so freaking cool.
I still have some of his seeds that were like unlabeled projects with, like, remember when Uzbekistan came out?
The
hash plant, the pre-sove. Pre-Soviet,
because when the Soviets came in, the weed went bad somehow.
So he was working with a few things, and he sent me some stuff, you know. And the pre-Soviet height thing, whatever, I don't know what that plant is, but he must have liked it to breed with it.
It's like 9 different plants called pre-Soviet Afghani.
So anyway, he sent me a bunch of stuff. He sent me some he called it like cherry fuel or cherry gas or something, because he knew I was a cherry fan. a few other things. But that's what was going on. A lot of those plants got watered down because of people getting bag seeds and growing it and saying it's Blue 4 or it's
specifically with Blue Dream. I remember when it blew up, there was a company called Emerald Triangle Seeds, which I remember in the Emerald Triangle, people didn't like them because they weren't from the Emerald Triangle.
They weren't from the Emerald Triangle.
Yeah, it was like a Spanish company. It was mass producing a blueberry haze in seed form.
Yep.
And then Humboldt Seed Organization, I believe, sold the same exact seeds. I don't want to, don't quote me. They at least sold a Blue Dream that was not the same Blue Dream, their own creation, if not the same exact seeds that Emerald Triangle were selling under their label.
The Humboldt Seed Org, when they first came in, too, I had so many friends telling me that they were bad, for lack of other words. They weren't from this place. They didn't have these.
That's Emerald Triangle Seeds.
That was the Emerald Triangle. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. I got those two mixed up then.
Yeah. So, I used to do all the time because they both released Blue Dream.
Yeah. They both had the Blue Dream. That's who it was then. Emerald Triangle. And I had friends who were just like, this is horseshit. And they're spreading horseshit.
Yeah.
So back to Darkheart. Darkheart spread HPLV. I don't know how to really explain the epicenter that they caused. It would be like
in a
viral situation. Let's just like kind of take COVID for example, right? So,
are we allowed to say that word? I don't know if we're allowed to say that. I don't think.
Well, I'm not going to use the 19 part, so I'll just use the COVID name. Let's say a virus. Let's say
a new virus.
A new viroid hits at humans, and there's an epicenter of that, right? And there's 1,000 people who live there. All those 1,000 people moved to a new state.
Yep.
And that's kind of what Darkheart did, because when they did this, it was at this new peak of the internet, the new peak of clone sharing, the new peak of all these seeds.
Of clone internet sales too.
People
were going to Darkheart, picking up a tray of clones, taking them on their Instagram page and immediately 10 times
their money.
Yeah.
It's 10 times
at least
over the country. Yeah. And then, dude, I know of people who have sent them to other countries.
Oh yeah.
So, and the same fucking cuts. So that virus shouldn't have spread at the speed it spread through our industry without assistance, without something happening.
The best part was that after everybody figured out, oh shit, Darkheart might have been the epicenter for this stuff, then they're like, ha, we got a solution.
Yeah.
We will sell you a cure. But they never said that they were the reason for the season, that all this is happening. But they did say, we will sell you a cure, and it is the real cure for HPLV. And guess what? It didn't work.
Also, Darkheart's clones dried up at these shops, Harborside, for a few months.
Yep.
They were gone. Like, you couldn't find Darkheart cuts and other. That's when Purple City Genetics blew up because they were able to fill shelves and these other companies.
Orders.
And all of a sudden Darkheart comes back, and what they did, they knew they had sickness. So they just, they took the, I was just talking to you about it before we came on.
Mm-hmm.
So they, and now I'm drawing a blank on what the tissue culture. So they tissue cultured everything, rebrought it along, built it back up. I'm assuming that they were probably buying clones and selling clones so they could keep their business going.
I'm sure.
Or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. A lot of people do that. Yeah.
Or they were shutting down one facility to clean it while they were still selling nasties over here. And then this facility was back up and running with new clean cuts from the tissue culture. And then they shut down the others.
The thing we know about tissue culture, it's so hit or miss on whether they'll get that. Like, even if they do meristem culture, they try to not get any of that. I forgot what they call it. It has to do with their vascular tissue. But to make sure none of that goes along with the meristem is really hard and really unpredictable. Until it's grown out.
It is. You don't know until you grow it out.
Yeah.
And you don't. I have a friend on Instagram, and that's what he's doing right now. He does a ton of tissue culturing. Mm-hmm. And super smart kid. Super fucking God, man. Some of you guys are really fucking smart. Some of us older dudes, our brains aren't like
you. Yeah, we're slow, dude. We've done too many drugs.
Dude, we're so much fucking slower than you guys. So that's why I've done so much LSD.
And so many drugs.
So like sometimes I'll stumble on my words, and it's not because I don't know what I'm like trying to say. It's because my brain and my mouth, they're not like communicating properly.
He did have a part of his colon removed, if you remember.
I did.
And that was actually between the brain and the mouth.
Yeah. And I've had seizures. The seizures really fucked my brain. Yeah, the seizures really fucked that pathway.
See, what's my excuse? I haven't had a seizure yet, but I'm pretty drugs. Brain damaged. Drugs.
Yeah, just drugs. Hard so drugs. I did those too, but with also the other good stuff. So
yeah.
So he was telling me about his tissue culturing, mm-hmm. and that some of them they can get, and they're clean.
Yeah.
The plants are come out clean. So he was really excited. And then later on, they found traces of the virus in the plant. And it's like, how do we go about this? Will that virus load stay as a trace, or is that virus load going to grow as the plant, you know, exactly. grows? And
I think they said it takes like 2 years of testing mm-hmm. and constant mm-hmm. testing to make sure it isn't showing up in the in the meristem culture.
Yep. And that was what was so scary, is like he was telling me, and it's like, once you get it, it's like you have it.
Oh yeah.
It's like herpes.
Yeah.
Like you always, now your herpes can be like unnoticeable, or you can be one of the ones that have like the big herpes. or the herpes, you know, the Twinkie Dick herpes, where it's always dripping, where your Twinkie Dick's just dripping up a storm. But that's what's fun, man, about not Twinkie Dick herpes, but like knowing people and like actually putting myself out there more is like meeting more people, like intelligent people that I can share knowledge, and they share, I'm good at certain things. They're good at certain things, and they can, you know, we can kind of communicate and stuff. And I do think that there is a cure for it. And I hope we find it. We've all been working on certain things.
Yeah.
And certain things are showing promise.
Yeah.
God, I hope it works. It's right now we have a plant that had it, and mm-hmm. now when we had it tested, it doesn't. So we'll see. It's like you said, it's going to be a couple of years before I actually get to talk about it, really. But we'll see.
Yeah.
It'll break my heart after it's been a year-ish.
And it pops back up. And yeah, mm-hmm. that it's possible,
it's,
though.
It's going. Anything and possible. It will absolutely just be a fucking gut punch. But we'll see where it's at. And it was with a spray. That was the important part. Like, we sprayed the plants. It wasn't like... It's things that you can do at home.
Yeah, you didn't have to inject it into a specific, into the phloem or xylem or any of that stuff. It was a spray.
Yeah, we put it into the roots, and we put it onto the entire plant, and it tested clean. And I was, the first thing was seeing that the plant grew resin.
Yeah.
And that was like, holy shit. Like,
that's a plug.
That was the first start, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And then the plant looked like what it was supposed to look like. And then the flowers looked like what it was supposed to look like. And everything was, now I didn't smoke the flowers. I didn't smoke the flowers. But I don't, humans ingest this, the thing that we use. So, I mean, people actually take it as a medicine. So, but combustibility, I don't know. Like, you know, we can eat things, but if you smoke it, it's probably not going to be super healthy for you.
Yeah,
like,
a lot of cancer stuff just comes from the combustion of certain things and whatnot.
Yep. Yeah. So that's where we're at with that. But I think
that's exciting.
It's exciting. It is. It's pretty cool. So yeah. Oh God. So we went with the cookie stuff. Don't buy their flowers. Good just, Lord.
Just. So, get away from that. We don't need that anymore. The gelato times gelato inbred cookies. We're losing so much
bottlenecking
because of it. Bottlenecking.
It's, I don't even really want to call it like bottlenecking.
Bottlenecking is like breeding and intentionally done usually, but this is just idiot.
It's like Washington apples, man. When we were kids, this is always my analogy for what's going on in cannabis. When we were young, Washington apples were fucking delicious. They were kind of ugly. They were off a little bit and like oblong with knots and stuff, but they were crispy. They were juicy. They were all, oh my God, it tastes like apple. Mm-hmm. Now you go get a red delicious apple and it tastes like wet foam.
Yeah.
And it was because they bred for looks on the table
mm-hmm.
more than they bred for flavor
And packaging and transport and all that crap. Yep. So, have you seen the square watermelons, the Chinese bread for packing and shipping? They just have no flavor at all, but they're square. Of course. So you can ship them easier, and they pack into boxes easier.
Yeah. Who cares if they don't taste good? I mean, they're square.
Yeah.
So they ship fucking easy. God, dude. So, and that's my concern, like with the cannabis, is like every breeder, and it's not like, okay, you bred something with gelato or you bred something with it. No, you're taking runts, you're taking gelato, you're taking sherbet, and you're reversing it to more runts and gelato and sherbet. And then somebody else is finding clones from those and they're reversing it to more runts and gelato and sherbet. So Purple Punch really did a fucking number on the scene. There's so many people who bred with Punch, and so many plants look like Punch and taste like it. And I'm not shit talking Purple Punch. I'll smoke it. I don't mind the flavor. I don't need to get blown the fuck out. Yeah. And that plant does me fine. Some people need higher strength than I do. That one does me fine. But basically what we're getting down to is Gelato Purple Punch.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, I rarely even see Purple Punch stuff anymore. Like,
you don't.
That was such a small wave, and it seemed like for 2 years, everybody hit everything to Punch, and then now it's just back to gelato or cookie. I shouldn't say gelato. It's back to cookies with different names.
Different names.
Cookies, whether it's sherb, gelato, cheetah piss, whatever you're
going to
call it.
They're all the fucking same thing with a new name.
It's all cookies to me. Like, it's all the same base genetics. It all has a similar look. They're different expressions of the same exact genetics. And the more people breed them back to each other, even if they're not intentionally breeding, trying to inbreed for like uniformity.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
That's what happens.
And a lot of recessives are going to happen too. So aren't necessarily looking for.
No, they're not. And it's like, do you remember when cookies first came, right? And it was that little rabbit turd looking plant.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this little black plant with like these little tiny buds. Yeah. And I remember somebody sent me that cut. I was super curious about it because it was weird.
Yeah.
It looked fucking weird. And I was always about the oddities. That's why I like duck foot and shit was my thing, you know? And I got it and I grew it. And it was like, oh yeah, that was pretty cool. It's an interesting plant. I could never really grow it though, because it's so light. Like it wasn't good enough quality to like mass produce it to get like top tier money in my head. That's what I was thinking. But then when I put it on the market and then I told people, oh no, it's Girl Scout cookies. And at the time, that's when it first started to go.
Yeah.
And people started telling me stories about, oh my God, it's not like eating a Girl Scout cookie, but it's like the box, you know, like after the cookies are gone and you smell the box, I'm like, cardboard?
Hey, cardboard? Like,
it smells like fucking cardboard? Like, are you telling me my weed smells like cardboard? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then there was this new one, the second one, the
animal forum. Cookies.
And the forum. Remember the forum cut? And that one had like a little more chunk to it.
Yeah.
And then the animal cookies.
I remember when animal cookies came out and these two.
Was it 08, 07?
No, it was 2010, 09, right in there.
Yeah, 9, these, 10, somewhere.
They always put the 09 label on it, but I didn't see anything about it till 2010 and the animal cookies. And these two dudes went and did a YouTube review on it. And they were like, it tastes just like animal crackers, bro. Do you smell that? Like, and everybody's just like, oh my God, I love the smell of animal
cookies. I love that.
Yeah. And then they all smelled it and were like, man, it does smell like animal cookies. And I'm like, it smells like gas. I'm like, oh, geez, what are you talking about?
It's that whole
psychosomatic.
You go thinking something and you find what you're looking for, you know? And then that one too, the animal cookies, there were these stories about like, oh, it was this OG with Girl Scout cookies. This one and this one. And people started trying to take credit that they were like, oh, yeah, I created that
plant. Yeah,
I created that plant. And back then, it was really easy to pass shit off.
Yeah.
Because everybody was new to the these websites.
Yeah.
So, like, all these cannabis websites just started popping up. Like, tons of them. And you could just go in there and have a picture of something you grew and say, oh, I created this.
Yeah. I remember when cookies came out, I was the first one to put it out in seed form. And shortly thereafter, Swerve started selling cookies. And people were punking him because it was, he was just like relabeling SFE or some other OG hybrid as cookies and selling it. And then BC Bud Depot also did the same thing. And people were growing up their shit. It was just awful. It wasn't even related to OG. It was just garbage.
Garbage.
Yeah.
So fucking God Bud. Jesus Christ. The perps in God Bud. I wish that never happened because that company's. That company fucked shit up for like 10 years.
Yeah, dude. And they fucked shit up for other people. Like Godbud was from Jordan of the Islands. He did good with that. They take the name, slap it on their shit, and just like, whatever seeds we got right now, this is what you get. And if people don't know that about BC Bud Depot, like, I mean, it's one of the main advertisers in High Times for many years. Just be smart about what you're buying. It's a very well-known thing that's been going on for a long time. So just pay attention. You know, know what you're buying, know your breeder, ask your breeder questions.
Ask your breeder questions. Yeah.
You know,
and that's the thing. Like, how are you going to ask a breeder at BC Bud Depot questions?
Yeah. Like, good luck.
Good luck. You're going to get a receptionist that responds back to your fucking email that's all like, buy our seeds. They're good.
Yeah.
I mean, do people, and here's my question too, do people really still buy their seeds with all the breeders out now? Like,
I don't know. I don't think so.
Like, how do they fucking
They capture
exist?
All the new people, just like Cali Connection. Like, anybody that's been around for, you know, more than 5 years knows their gig and, like, their gimmick. And they don't buy it. But there's a constant influx of new buyers constantly. And that's what these companies rely on.
They rely on
you not knowing, not having done the research, not knowing. Like, if you're going to buy cookies from them, they know that you probably have never fucking grown cookies. You won't even know what it looks like. So what does it matter?
Here it is. Dude, I remember when I said the story about when I started doing like these huge grows up in a small town called Squaw Valley. And the ones up in Three Rivers. It was funny that we had talked about somebody else who was talking about stuff out of Three Rivers.
Yeah.
And I was all like, I was producing tons of shit out of Three Rivers. But anyways.
Yeah.
So the guy that was up there who owned the land had bought like thousands of dollars worth of seeds, legitimately, like spent so much fucking. I think he ended up putting like 15, 16 grand in the seeds.
Yeah.
When I went up there to, they had grown the year before and got 8 pounds of the worst garbage ever. And they grew like thousands of plants. So they asked me to come up and I was like, yeah, man, I will make this. I'll do 1,000 pound grow. I promise.
Yeah.
It'll happen. So he pulls out all these seeds he bought and, PPP, remember that purple power plant?
Oh, yeah.
There's pure power plants.
Yeah.
PPP. Yeah. And then he had BC Bud Depot's Blueberry.
All right.
BC Bud Depot's God Bud. Ooh. BC Bud Depot's The Perps.
Mm.
And God, they had another one that was God Bud and something mixed together. So he had already popped the seeds. So they were already little plants. So I had taken, at the time, I was growing a lot of this plant that we were calling white skunk or white rhino, white bud. And I literally just filled up. There was a mountain and it ran downhill. So I started at the top and we just did rows going down so gravity could water and just made little ditches with little offshoots to each stump. And we had like 300 gallon res. Fill up the nutrients, turn them on, and it would just shoot down the pipes into the little chutes that the guys made. And as they ran down, they would offshoot to each plant. So it was no plastic, no anything. It was just dirt, you know? I mean, growing thousands of plants is fucking rough back then, especially when it's you and like two other dudes, you know? Yeah. You're all like, oh shit. So anyways, he wanted to grow these. So there was a place over by the old horse corral that didn't have anything in it. It was a nice square. So I went over and planted all of his seeds in that horse corral. The power plant one, he called it purple power plant, and it was purple. I don't know if pure power plant turns purple,
but
that company could have had multiple things, right?
Sure.
And it was the weirdest little plant, but it was whatever. But
every
one of their blueberries were full-blown herbs. Every single one.
Yeah.
Every single one was full-blown herb. One of them was one of the best blueberry smells I've ever smelled, like back to Three River State blueberry, like legitimate blueberry. But it had more fucking herm balls on it than you could ever imagine. So you're like, the smell's great, but dude, there's like half of it is balls. Like, so then The Godbud was it. They were all just shit.
Yeah.
There was nothing. I don't know what it was. It wasn't the pictures that they used online.
Who knows? Yeah.
It was literally old fucking Dutch shit. Not even good Dutch stuff. Like Dutch.
Just whatever shit. They had. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the perps. So the perps was, we had one of them that was different. It was like a grape jelly.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the buds were small and airy. And so it wasn't something that you'd want to grow. But there was something in there that gave it like a grape jelly smell. Like they had something at the time that made it perps. You know, I don't know what the fuck they were using. But that was kind of like when I was like to show him like, hey, buddy, just you can't just like go into High Times magazine and like,
yes,
you know, this company and this company, they're paying a lot of money to be in that magazine. They're not in that magazine because they're cool or good.
They didn't earn their spot. Yeah. Out of accolades. Exactly. Nope.
It's or like, what was the other one? The fucking
Vancouver Incredible. Island. Yes, yeah. Vancouver Island Seed Co. Yeah. Fucking awful, I call it. But I actually bought those and ran them. Incredible.
I had already at that point seen BC Bud Depot trashed. Yeah. I did order seeds a couple of times, like when I had to have the little paper and mark my little thing down and put a money order in. But it was like a haze strain, and I got some stuff from Sani.
Yeah,
that was later though. But I had got a couple of different hazes. I still have one. The garbage barge, Burandi. It's like the old Cincy Seed Bank. They end up changing the name.
I don't know.
It was called Burandi, and I believe it became like Sweet Tooth or Blockhead later on in life. God damn it. I'll have to send you the...
Yeah, yeah.
I'll send you a picture of it. But it's in the one that I did with Garbage Barge. God damn it, man. This is what I was talking about. The younger ones. The brains.
The brain damages.
But I'm pretty sure it's what ended up becoming either Sweet Tooth or Blockhead. There were two different strains.
Probably Blockhead. Blockhead's like a Project 19 cross, and it's just some weird like African sativa hybrid of some sort. Yeah.
So it was probably Blockhead. If I know it was one of those two, but it was Burandi or something. It was from the region that they had got the seeds from. And that was like the first pack of seeds I ever ordered was those. And I don't even remember why I wanted those. That specific
what pulled you into that? I remember
I want to order that one for $12.
I remember ordering like some canopy, and they put out something called Lachaise at one time. It was like a Lesotho haze, and I remember ordering it and thinking, God, it's gonna be bomb. And I remember getting it and thinking, why did I order this? A South African Lesotho and a haze? It's gonna be 25 weeks. What am I doing?
Let me grow this in my entire year.
Why did I think that was gonna be something for me? Yeah.
And that's why I think it's funny that I see a lot of these projects now from guys who are just like trying to get their name onto the scene. Mm-hmm. And a lot of it, they're trying to say it's like, oh, this African haze or this Thai strain or this, Vietnamese strain or whatever. Mm-hmm. And some of them that you see are legitimately sativa, and some of them look like it. And then you see some of them that look like fucking cookies, and you're all
like Caps Colombian. Like when he said his 9-week Colombian, I was like, whoa. Or I forgot he also had a Land Race Japanese plant. And I was like, how'd you do that? Yeah.
Dude, he's always been super fucking nice to me. Like we message and email and stuff, but Mac isn't any of those things.
Like, no. Now, I could remake Mac from Colorado Flow, Super Lemon Haze, and like a few other things. It's
the lemon part that constantly shows up in its off projects, its breeding projects. And then I've known Jaws since Canazon.
Yeah, he was my first troll.
Yeah. He's really bad at trolling.
Yeah.
he has like all these alien cookie candy,
yeah, yeah,
candy cookie aliens, alien rocks, and all these different strains. And I could imagine that and lemon haze type, or I don't even know if it's like pure lemon haze. There was that really soft lemon plant that was going around, right, you know, a couple of years before that came out, before Matt came out. And I remember growing it, and I was like, wow, that's really interesting the way it looked, because it had these puffier buds, but they kind of looked like how SCDC looks. Like,
oh, really? Yeah.
It's not like a sativa. Like, it was like puffy, like almost like Northern Lights, you know, like like it has a structure to it, you know, but it had this lemony zestiness to it, which I still don't know what the plant was. Like, I was given the plant, and they were like, I don't know what it is. And I was really intrigued by it. Super resonated. I mean, all right, erase all that. Imagine Purple Punch with lemon.
Gotcha.
Instead, that's what it was. Not as resonated as Purple Punch, but for the time, fucking resonated.
Yeah.
And it wasn't as powdery of a resin as Purple Punch. There was a little more of an oil stickiness to it.
Yeah.
But it had a soft, like, not like a lemon chemical, like a like a lemon peel, like a sweet, like a Meyer lemon type thing. It's faint.
Sweeter lemon.
It was there. Yeah, it was faint, but it was there. And I grew it for a while, and I was like, I could, like, you wanted to smoke it, like, because, like, that flavor, you're God damn. You'd want to put joints out halfway so you could smoke it again. Not the half out joint. That joint got thrown away because I'm terrible at like doing that. I like joint smoke having them if it gets thrown out, and then I'm all like, I want a new fresh green one. I don't want that other shit that's been fucking
I just smoke that shit till it's gone.
I used to, but I am such a priss now. It's like, no, I only want good fresh green shit. That's it. I want all the fresh terps right now. And
have you seen the VripTech thing that I used? Did I show that to you? The fucking, it looks like an anal torture device, but it's a glass probe that heats, and it connects to a bowl, and it has like holes on the side. So when you suck it, you're sucking air down through this like heat vortex that goes into the bowl into a bong. So you can actually like hit a bong of vapor. It's amazing.
That's
you
awesome.
You can get some of the most amazing, like a lot of the terps that normally you wouldn't get through vaporization or combustion for whatever reason, because you can dial it in so perfect. Like you can get so many different flavors that you normally wouldn't expect it to be in a bud that you smell. It's pretty phenomenal. I don't think they make them anymore, but they should if they don't.
I know when I first started to like not put fire on the bowl and like keep my lighter up high and like
trying to use melt. The heat from it. Yeah.
Yes. And that was the first like time, like I was young when I started learning that. That was like the first time where I was all like, holy shit, like that tastes way fucking different. Back then it was brickweed. And,
Of course.
I wish people could see some of the good brickweed. Holy shit.
Some that would come in uncompressed that was really nice every once in a while.
Big fucking buds. My dad had so my dad would go to Mexico and bring in hundreds of keys. And they would all be labeled in different colors. I don't know if I've said the story, but I'm going to say it anyways.
Yeah, go ahead.
So there would be like black ones that were wrapped in black. And those were like for his personal, like these you keep. Then there'd be green, red, orange, and shit like that. And each one of them was a step down.
Yeah.
So when he finally got caught, he got caught with 180 of them. But that's why we had to take off, you know, and like disappear for some years when I was really little. So he is the guy that like I always went to when I had questions about anything from Mexican weed, Mexico weed. And that's why he was all like, oh, the orange buds, that all comes, you know, like that was coming up from Mexico in the fucking 70s. And I was all like, you know, and he was all even like a lot of this green piney stuff. He was all like the skunks that I was growing in the 80s was coming from the Mexican seeds from the 70s, like that he was importing, you know.
Gotcha.
And so, and that was his skunks, like not like skunk number one. These are like the plants that they were all like, God damn, it smells like a skunk.
It actually smelled like skunk, so they called
skunks.
It skunk. Yeah,
they called it fucking skunk, you know. And and then there was a guy, they're all past now, so I don't feel bad using their names. He went by Mikey Dale. And so when my dad left, So my dad worked the fields. They were field workers. And that's where he met all the young, the Mexican kids. So they all grew up together. And so then when they all went back to Mexico, my dad stayed here and he was in high school. They would come back for the summer and they would bring weed with them and stuff. And they'd make like little pipes, he said, out of like the grapevines, because you could hollow them out and like smoke it like that. And he was also, by the time I graduated high school, he was going to play professional baseball. Mm-hmm. And he got drafted by the Angels. And all this shit. And instead, my mom got pregnant and she wouldn't let him leave. So he's all like, well, I got to make money. So he hooked up with his old buddy. So he was just driving back and forth from into the border. And most of the time, he didn't actually have to go into Mexico. They would just meet down on one of the border areas. He'd just pull up and they would be waiting and load up the fucking vehicle.
Load it.
He's off and gone. But he still would tell me, like, and before he passed, I was growing a lot of really good weed. Like, I was growing a lot of fucking really good weed. And he would compare it to some of the stuff that he would have back then. Now, he would say most of the stuff that I was growing now was way fucking better. But there were still a few that he would get. But those growers, those generational growers, those family growers, they did get run out. They lost all their land. They got run out by cartels and big money and things like that. So those people who were growing and my dad was getting it from, they no longer exist. Their genetics are gone. And when the new shithead growers came in there, they were trying to grow whatever. I've seen their grows in Mexico. I've seen how they grow it here.
Yeah.
I've been on actual cartel grows. I've been told that I was going to be kidnapped and all kinds of crazy shit so I could go and build grows and just wild stuff. So like I needed to be careful. And so dude, some of the fucking craziest shit. So anyways, it's horrible. They literally will just have like a sack of seeds and they were just throwing them down like you would fucking corn.
Yeah, and of course.
Just
yeah.
growing out and males and females, and it didn't fucking matter. The good growers knew not to do that. The good growers culled males and they actually bred what they wanted for the next season. And it was like in, what is it, Morocco, I think the really good hash, most of their hash was made like from the year before. So the plants that they would harvest, they would sit all fucking winter. And then they would start growing the next year. And that's when they started making the hash. Those plants are old and beat up and all that stuff.
Yeah,
and
laying in dirt.
Yeah, exactly. But it was easier for that fucking separation of the trichome, you know? And they just sit there and tap.
Yeah, tap that shit.
Yeah, tap it over these seed screens. But I also was told, like, learn from some of the older guys who did serve in Vietnam that they would bury the cannabis even when it was wet.
Yeah, ferment
mold. Yeah, and it would ferment it, and then they would smoke it, and it would be like hallucinogens.
Yeah, it's what DJ Short in his book referred to as African black magic, which is fermented Malawi cob, like buried in a corn cob and stuff. Yeah, it's wild tasting so this. Smoking beer.
Yeah, you know? And so the friend who told me that story, he's actually in hospice right now. He's still with us.
That's too bad.
But he was like one of my dad's best friends. So he knows all like my dad's old stories and everything like that, you know, but he was telling me he did, I think, two tours in Vietnam, and he was not a big heroin guy. Like most of the soldiers, that's what they were getting, you know, heroin. And he would been a cannabis guy his whole life. Cause that's what they did. They smoked weed from the 60s. You know, they're on and up.
Yeah.
He said that they've started to finally like start making trade for American cigarettes, foods, you know, candies and stuff like that. And people would start giving them heroin, but they also would offer them weed buds. And he was all like, some of these buds were weird because some of them were tied, like they took and tied like them on a stick.
Yeah.
Yep. And then he was all, some of them were like rotten brown weird stuff, like he was all, but they smoked it. It was like their version of like cannabis opium, if you will.
Oh, weird.
He was all, I'm telling you, he was all like, that stuff would be buried for I have no idea how long, but they buried it fresh too. Like they didn't dry it and bury it. Like, so it was cured underground, but by curing it. And he was said that he would like hallucinate and like go on trips.
Yeah, I've heard people do it. So, yeah, I want to show you what this anal torture wand looks like. Look at that. Can you see it?
Yeah. Showing up on the screen? It's like electric.
Yes. Yeah. And this end attaches to a bowl, and it never touches the weed. It only heats it to a certain temperature. And it's I don't think they sell it anymore, but it was seriously like, I would buy this company if I could, because it was that old revolutionary of a thing for me to smoke that. It's crazy.
I could imagine, because all vapes are kind of the same, you know, vaporizers, you know, there's a hot plate and they the flower, like it's not doing
ceramic
like
plate
secondary heat. Yeah. There's actual contact with this. Like you're heating something that's heating something else.
Every single vape I've ever smoked. Oh, there's always this, popcorn taste to it that's always there, like no matter what you do.
Yeah.
And this doesn't have that because you can dial it in so perfect, and it's secondary heat, it's not touching the butt. Oh, it's just so cool. Hopefully, I do hope the company gets. I remember the last time I talked to them, someone wanted to buy one, and they said they didn't have any American plugs for them, which whatever that means.
They would have the Europe plugs,
and you have to get an adapter. I mean, they're so worth it. Anybody who wants to sample or try any cannabis and get the real like flavor profile and really nail it, it's the easiest way to do it. Cause you're not tasting the chlorophyll and all the other stuff that you're trying to move through, you know?
Yeah. Like we don't really I understand. Like you're wanting to get that flavor. You just want that essence. And that's what
you just want the oils, like the essence, that's all it is. The oil. Yeah.
Yeah. The combustion gives you a different high, like comparatively, but if you want to just pure flavor,
this thing fucks me up.
I can imagine
hours and just be like, it's weird, man. I thought it would be a lot lighter because I don't know why, like you don't get as much smoke in your lungs because it's vapor, so it doesn't feel the same. So you don't think you're gonna get as high. Yeah, you don't think you're gonna get as high for whatever reason. Yep. But I always end up doing the mumble jumble like after.
Yeah. Well, we come from the time when we didn't choke, we weren't smoking, like, you know.
You got to cough like it off, buddy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. You know, like, man, my weed never makes me fucking cough anymore. It's so smooth now, you know. Like, I'm always all, I love you.
I don't cough anymore. That's true. I know. Good point.
I think these things are just so filled with shit and ass. My lungs are just so fucking wrecked. So I'm like, I don't care. I'm good. Let's smoke some of that dirty dirt. And we did smoke dirty dirt.
Oh, God damn. You don't even know. Some of it, I mean, we don't even know what dirty dirt we smoke, to be honest.
No. God, no. The nastiest of pesticides. Yeah.
So we have made it through a whole nother episode.
Did we?
Yeah. We have done a whole nother episode. And I'm sure we can pile down 100,000 more. Probably will over time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
This is the Smell Boat episode 2.
Yeah, episode 2. And this time we actually have a time for the release of the beans.
I know. Yeah. So we should have them out in a week, which might mean two for us, but it might be close enough.
10 is the max.
10 is the max. Yes.
And I think there might be 5 of one of them. I'm going to have to look, but I think it's 10 packs max. And that's it.
Okay.
Literally from that one, that'll be it. So if you really want something, I don't flood shit. Like, I just don't flood my markets. I never have. I never will. So if you buy some of my seeds, you're getting something that other motherfuckers won't have. And, you know, it's just different. It's good. I think picking these ones first is, I think people are going to like freak the fuck out. Because that Rainbow Sister, dude, that chocolate flavor.
I like that one. Yeah. A lot. Do you still keep the cut? Mm-hmm. You still have her?
Oh yeah, I have Rainbow Sister. I have another.
I want the Rainbow Sister. I'm gonna steal it from you when I see you.
Yeah, I have another one that I haven't shown off as much because she's kind of ugly. It's the only rainbow I've ever found that was ugly, but it really pulls the OG, like the old school OG. But good God, like you literally could like squeeze the bud and it would stick to the wall for all day.
Yeah,
You could just stick it on there and it wouldn't fucking come off. It's like that sap. It's like
I remember my dad told me that when the first Afghanis came through, that was the one thing they noticed is that you could stick it on a wall, and they all said like it would stick to the wall. They were so surprised by it because
it does. It pops Mexican when and you Colombians smoke didn't. It. Yeah, it pops when you smoke it. The resin pods inside, there's like these little pods, and they have like sap inside of it. So mm-hmm. when you smoke it, you'll actually see it looks like fireworks. And people that are inexperienced, they're like, "Oh, you need to flush it better." And I'm
yeah,
like,
"Yeah,
yeah." Yeah, you need to fuck off.
Yeah, you need to, fuck you off, need to learn to smoke, son.
Dude, I've only had that happen with a few different strains where the pods get so filled with fucking resin that, like, as you're smoking it, they, like, they sparkle. The motherfuckers sparkle.
That's wild. And,
one of the weirdest ones, God, I hate saying this, too. It was the SFV by Rainbow that mm-hmm. did it. The SFV, that cut so weird, but... Man, there's some good ones. There's some good. So that was when you brought up Swerve was passing off SFV cut.
Yes.
Cookies. I'm all like, why didn't you just say what the fuck it was? That shit's up. If you had a real SFV, that's a fucking banger, man. Yeah. Like,
but no, he wanted cookies. He wanted
cookie. Yeah.
And no one would give it to him. Anyway, episode two of Smelly in the Bag. Thanks, is there anything everyone. else you wanna plug before then, or just the seeds? We got the seeds.
I think that's it. If anybody, you know, has questions or whatever, you guys know where to find me.
Smellboat on Instagram. Instagram is where he responds best. Yeah,
I don't social media and other places really. So I made a Reddit thing on accident somehow. So, and I got a message on there, and I didn't even know I had a Reddit thingy. Well, I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Reddit? Is it Reddit?
Read it? Something. Rabbit, Reddit, something.
Yeah, something like that's like porn site, I think. I think it's for
I think that's what it is.
I think it's for Twinkie Dickin. But thanks, guys, for listening. Thank you for all the messages, the responses, the, you know, all that stuff. It's fucking great. And Matt, thanks for having me on again.
Yeah. Bubba. I'm going to take us out and run the music, and hopefully it'll run at the right spot. It never does. Thanks for showing up.
See you, y'all.
Want more Breeder Syndicate? Be sure to check out our Patreon by going to Google and searching Breeder Syndicate Patreon. We have a secret Discord where we are available at most times and interact daily. There are a lot of perks to be had there, so check it out. Need seeds? Check out RiotSeeds.com, where you can get our seeds and our reversal spray for making your own feminized seeds.